And where did I place that? Darn. Well, would you look who it is? I never thought I'd run into you again. Oh, I have something of yours. Here. It's the pendant you lent me. I bet you thought I forgot all about it, huh? Well, I mean, I did forget about it. When we met, to give it back, I mean. But, well, I've been frequenting the places that I saw you before and figured, hey, I might run into this person again. You know? Speaking of, I sort of need to borrow you again. I know I stole you away last time and... Well, I guess you can't complain because you had lots of fun, didn't you? Our little treasure hunt? Surely you remember. You do. Good. No. Just some allergies, to be honest. I've been doing a lot of collecting, let's say. And, well, it brings me to the outdoors quite often, and it's that time of the year where there's pollen everywhere. My nose hates it. Now, what about you? What brings you here? I see. Very, interesting. Do you want to help me with something? Well, I did say I needed to steal you, but I suppose it's better I go ahead and fill you in, huh? I need something for my collection. A special limited edition record. What? You seem surprised. Not all goblins collect shiny things. Remember? My poor deceased uncle collecting acorns. Well, I am a collector of records. And record players occasionally. But my fixation is to broaden the horizon of my record collection. It's kind of embarrassing, but I do nerd out about it sometimes. Anyways, I overheard someone saying that a shop around here had one that I've been wanting for a while. I suppose I could use an extra pair of eyes. Oh, come on. Just be my little plaything for today, yeah? Let me steal you away. I'll have my fun with you. Don't look too upset. I was really hoping we could enjoy the day together. There he is. I was hoping you'd say that. Adventures out there, you know. No, come on. This is the only one that I haven't checked yet. If they don't have it, then probably no one does. This is a weird little area. What is this? They have, like, a private booth of sorts to listen. And it's soundproof. That's interesting. You can rent it for only $15 to listen to as many records as you want. That's... You wouldn't happen to have $15, right? I'll, pay back. Well, see, the thing is, I've got no idea how much this record might be. I only brought so much. It would suck if I ended up being, say, $15 short. You would hate that for me, right? Exactly. So? Thanks. I owe you. Alright. Wow. They have a vast assortment in here. Would you do me a favor and lock the door? Well, if it's in here, I don't want anyone coming in and swiping it. Exactly. My logic is flawless. All right. The base color is going to be green, and it's going to have big black bubbly font. We can just, like, make a pile if you find one that you think is similar. So, what would you say? Brings you around here? Did I ask that already? Sorry, I'm just a bit focused today, you know? I just really want to get this. I don't know, it's... The urge to collect is a strange sensation, I suppose. I don't know, I just feel like... Like if I get that one cool thing, it's going to make me super happy. And then it does for like a day or two, and then I'm on to the next thing that I need to collect. It's like a sickness or something. But I suppose it's just programmed into us, you know? Instinct or whatever. I'm sure back in the old days, it kept us alive. Maybe people hoarded food or weapons. But now, well, it's sort of just a thing that, in my case, causes me to be incredibly financially unstable because I'm always spending money on records. I really can't help it. I don't know. It's like if I try to go against the will to just collect my new thing, I don't know, I get itchy and nervous, paranoid and jumpy. Brings out the worst in me, and probably other goblins too. But yeah, I'm really glad that you decided to help me. Well, you helped me last time. I'd like to think that necklace was never giving me good luck. Maybe it was you giving me good luck, you know? Yeah. That's why I was trying to find you. Because, well, I was hoping things would go my way if I had you around. Is that stupid? Well, I'm glad you think so. Find anything? Here. Let me see those. Shut up. Shut up! You... Okay. Composed. Hold this. I'm going to carefully remove it. Oh, it definitely is. You found it. Like, actually, you found it. You really are my good luck charm. Funny how that works. Well, I don't want to leave just yet. Like to give it a listen, if you don't mind. And I'd like to ask you something personal. Okay, like, hear me out. I've been thinking about that a lot lately. You being my good luck charm. This proves it, don't you think? It has to be like a sign or something. I refuse to believe it's not. Why do you shop around the monster district so often? You just don't see a lot of humans around here, unless they're half-breed. I wondered if maybe you were looking for a monster girlfriend. Well, it's not unheard of. Obviously, because there are half human, half monsters. You see them more and more these days. I know it's a fetish some guys have. I did tell you it was personal. You don't have to answer if you don't want to, but before you say anything, I'd like to preface that I'm asking because I really enjoy spending time with you and stuff, and, well, maybe it wouldn't be so bad if you had a monster fetish. I mean, I suppose I would have a lot less to feel self-conscious about. Well, I just mean... Forget it. I don't know, it's embarrassing. Yeah, I suppose that's valid. Fine. I don't know. I definitely have a thing for human guys. They're just so cute. I don't know. Goblin guys are usually pretty messy and, well, they don't care that much about hygiene and, I don't know, they all think that they have to be so tough and, like, gross, and we're not ogres, come on. But, I don't know, human guys have, like, these cute little noses and long, slender fingers. Most of them seem to bathe every day, or every other day at least. And they always smell nice. I don't know. I just think they're cute. I think you're cute. Well, you don't have to stare at me like that. I was just being honest. You're the one who said it was only fair that I be honest if I was asking you to be honest. And here we are, now you're just giving me weird looks. Why are you getting close all of a sudden? Why did you do that all of a sudden? Suppose that means what I think it means. You couldn't have said something. Well, I've never done anything like that with a human. I don't know what it's like with you guys, you know? Goblin sex is kind of barbaric. I don't know how else to explain it. It usually lasts couple hours, and by the end, you just want to pass out. Not that I was implying we should have sex or anything. I just meant, like, kind of, you know, intimate things. I only was thinking that because, you know, you kissed me and... But, I mean, I would like to also have sex with you, just like, you know, maybe in the future. If you want to, obviously. Because I would, Oh god, is it hot in here? I'm feeling like it's a little hot in here. Well, I don't know if I necessarily like the way goblins do it. I mean, I think I'd like to experience something more gentle and romantic. At least once. Don't you agree? Oh, what? In here? That's right. It is soundproof. Why did I have to point that out? Look. Maybe we could, go back to my place, or... You really want me that badly? Damn it. Fine, but... If we get caught, I'm gonna kill you. Sorry, I just need to catch my breath. Over there, I guess. You're only breathing on it lightly, but it's sending shivers down my spine. Usually, we're brought out. It doesn't... normally matter, but... Well, I guess now that you can see... My nipple's getting hard. It's a little embarrassing. Sorry, I didn't expect you to... play with them. You can put them in your mouth if you want. You'd love to. Is hard already. Did you notice? You seem to be having some trouble there. Trying to slide your hands into my shorts. I know they're a little tight. Would you like me to unbutton them for you? Okay. There. All yours. I know. I don't think I've ever been this wet in my life. And it's all for you. Oh. I hope so. I fucking hope you get in your ass. Fantasy. Oh, I bet you have been wanting to do this since we first met. Oh, I bet you fucking have. I can see it in your eyes. Don't you fucking lie to me. Oh, you just wanted to bend me the fuck over and have your way with me since the first time we met. Haven't you? Oh, how does it feel? For me, it feels better than I ever could have imagined. Come back to my place anyways, and we do it again after a nap. Fuck, you better not have gotten any cum on my record. Thank God. Nice and clean. Let's get out of here before they start to get suspicious.